Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I am Shailaja Mahapatra. Today is Thursday, 6th of April, and we will be putting the spotlight on RBI monetary policy expectations, Nykaa's Q4 business update, DMart's Q4 business update, TTK Healthcare's delisting plans, and in Voice of the Day segment, we have Anil Rigo of Right Horizons, who is bullish on the auto sector. Let's get started. The Reserve Bank of India is widely seen delivering one final interest rate hike today. The central bank began its three-day meeting on Monday and is expected to increase the repo rate by 25 basis points today to take the repo rate to 6.75%. Now, it does not take much to come up with a reason to back the market view that MPC will raise the repo rate for seventh time in less than a year. Headline retail inflation, after all, has rebounded to 6% plus levels again and may exceed RBI's forecast of 5.7% for the January-March quarter. Further, core inflation, which the MPC has for the last few meetings cited as a key factor, has barely moved in the last half a year and remains above 6%. As for Indian equity markets, all eyes will be on bank stocks today as the policy decision is announced. Many analysts have changed their overweight stance on the sector to a more neutral view as they believe margins will start contracting for banks this year. Banks are now offering higher deposit rates and sharp repricing of deposits is yet to be complete, which would result in net interest margin contraction. On the Bank Nifty, the next hurdle for the index on the upside stands at 41,500 to 41,600 zone, which can act as a profit booking zone for the short term. Technical analysts believe the lower end support is visible at the 40,600 to 40,500 zone. Fashion and cosmetic retailer Nykaa announced its business update for the fourth quarter, and without giving any explicit numbers, the company has indicated that revenue growth is set to be in line with the first 9 months of FY23. If we look at past few quarters, revenue growth has come in at early 30s, so investors can expect the same in Q4. The company also said that beauty and personal care category has done better than its fashion business. It added that tier 1 consumers have demonstrated sustained consumption. What this essentially means is that discretionary spends as well as tier 2 and tier 3 demand continues to remain sluggish for the industry. There has been no change in the script over the past two quarters. In Q3, the company's average order value grew by 11% year-on-year. For this quarter, the company's business update does not reveal much, but the company did say that AOV and conversion rates have improved steadily. We will be keeping an eye out for the actual year-end numbers to see how AOV has grown. Meanwhile, the stock was on a roll in yesterday's trading session, up almost 8%. Multiple large deals took place in the stock. Shares worth 75 crore rupees changed hands, and we hear from dealers that a large family office has sold stake. The buyers, on the other hand, remain unknown. Another business update that will be keenly followed by the markets is that of Ramesh Damani-led Avenue Supermarts. For the quarter ended March 2023, the standalone revenue of the retail chain DMart stood at 10,337 crore rupees, which is a 20% jump from the revenue from operations of 8,600 crore rupees reported in the same quarter last fiscal. Total number of stores as of March end stood at 324, which means the company added 18 new stores in the last quarter. This number is definitely heartening. Last quarter, DMart had added only 4 stores, and prior to that, it was 8 and 10. The retail chain has been battling thinning margins, which is quite evident from the 11% correction in the stock price in 2023 so far. As per domestic brokerage Prabhudas Leeladhar, some larger concerns continue to loom over the company. 1. Slow post-COVID recovery in discretionary items in the non-FMCG segment. 2. A striking deterioration in sales mix. 3. Increasing competition with online retail on brick and mortar trade. And 4. Sustainability of growth and profitability metrics. TTK Healthcare has now announced delisting of shares. just 2 weeks after Sunil Singhania-owned Abacus Fund acquired a 1.74% stake in the company. The delisting price will be decided on 20th of April. The company had exited its human pharma business last year and is now left with a host of consumer product lines like Eva, Good Home and Score. All of these have single-digit margins in a highly competitive environment. This is one of the main reasons why the management has decided to delist the company. If we look at the past few quarters, the company's operating margins have ranged between 4 to 9%. The promoters also perceive that any long-term business plan would involve rationalization of certain portfolios, expanding operations into new categories and new business activities, which may have different risk profiles and funding requirements. So it wouldn't be fair to subject public shareholders to all these uncertainties and thus provide them an exit opportunity through a delisting offer. The stock has run up close to 40% since Sunil Singhania's stake buy in the company. While the floor price of the delisting offer will be decided on the basis of last 26 weeks' average price, there is no limit on the ceiling price as per SEBI regulations. Currently, promoters hold 75% in the company and public shareholders hold 25%. It remains to be seen whether that 25% agree to the delisting offer or not. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Anil Rigo of Right Horizons PMS, who is bullish on auto stocks despite January and February sales numbers being muted. Let's listen in.
Yeah, we believe that the auto stocks are in a larger cycle and not just a one-year cycle. So we are reasonably bullish on the auto sector as a whole. Yes, Jan and Feb volume was numbers were muted. It's also maybe due to, you know, the year-end sales that come in the previous year and sort of lack of festival season, etc. So that is something which sort of keeps numbers muted. But March numbers have been, you know, reasonably mixed, but with a positive bias. Right? Now, broadly, if you see, you know, the numbers, I think what is coming out is, and which is why we are also bullish, is the higher margin and SUV vehicles, etc., continue to be strong. Right? So that will sort of be good in terms of profitability. Whereas what is seeing weakness is sort of the lower end cars. Right? But we think that growth will come in because of a few tailwinds, including, you know, it's a pre-election year. One expects strong rural consumption as well, you know, as we think that, you know, we could have a good rabi crop. There's also a bit of the backlog that has been there, the waiting periods, etc. Right? So that is something which also is going to support, apart from, say, stronger EV sales. You can see also that the FAME scheme is you know, doing reasonably well. So as a whole, so looking at maybe this the first quarter to be possibly a little muted, but going forward, one thinks that, you know, volume growth will also come in a stronger way. On valuations, which is the other reason why we are bullish, is valuations are at a discount to historical numbers. 1 year forward P, you know, is at a discount to the 10-year average. So, all in all, we believe that, you know, autos are going to sort of do well.
This episode was written with additional inputs from Kaushal Shroff. That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates, and we'll catch you on Monday at the same time.